Okay, welcome everyone. My name is Simba Stamquist, and I'm here today to share a little bit about my journey, the work that I do. And with me, I have Liz Wagner, friend and student. And yeah, we share a lot of roles together in this dynamic. So I thought, why don't I start by sharing a little bit of who am I and why am I doing this? So I'm originally from Sweden, and my background kind of started with martial arts. I always wanted to pursue a journey of being the best version of myself. And as many times we know, that leads to injuries, that leads to not listening to ourselves, that leads to doing a lot of different choices that might not be sustainable or might not be actually what I need. So through that journey, I learned that working with your internal alchemy, your thoughts, your emotions, is a way of creating balance, not just for sports, not just for work, for love. It's kind of balance you create everywhere in your life. So when I look at my work today, I really say it's about internal alchemy, right? Because thoughts are chemistry, emotions are chemistry. And when we can start to create a balance of this, we will feel better about ourselves. Don't you agree?
I do.
Biased question.
Well, I think there's a lot to explain with internal alchemy. For me, it makes sense right away because it's happened to me over the past 8 months, where so many of the poisons that were in my body, in my emotions, in my thought processes have been transmuted into gold, which is what alchemy is. So when you say that, that's it's very easy for me to access because it's happened inside of me through working with you. So yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I also like what you said with the poisons, because if you look at the body, how does an immune system get stronger? It needs to be tested, right? It needs germs, it needs bacteria. And if you work with me, you're going to hear it a lot. I'm angry, I'm frustrated. And I usually say, what? That's good. Because
yeah.
We're feeling something, we're accessing something. And as I access something, I'm able to transmute it into something. So let's start, if we're watching this, by just taking a few breaths. I like to introduce people to what it is that I'm doing and not just talking about it. So just take a few breaths, however you like. And just relax your shoulders. And you can let your gaze kind of wander a little bit around the room. Kind of like you're curious, you know. And I like to do this because it helps my brain and nervous system, especially today. I'm in a new environment here to take it in. It starts to become a little bit familiar, the shapes, the colors, the sounds. And the thoughts, emotions, the chemistry when I'm in a new room, when I don't know the place, might be I have to figure out where's the nearest exit. Is it hot? Is it cold? Do I like this? Do I not like this? So when we do exercises like this, it's basically working with internal alchemy. We're teaching the body that, okay, you don't have to be stressed in this situation. You can actually just see this as new space, same person. And that really leads us to the main topic, I would say. Not to restrict us to any topic, but self-regulation and internal alchemy, I would say, are really walking hand in hand, right? Because if we're not able to self-regulate, we can do all kinds of work, spiritual work, coaching, we can do whatever we want to do. But if I can't land it in myself and ground it and regulate my stress, my emotional states, my physical being wanting to be in the body, life becomes really hard, right? To do anything. So basically what we do here with Living with the Spirit is an umbrella concept company, and I do something called the Spirit Academy, and that's one-on-one sessions and trainings. And part of that is why I brought you in today for the one-on-one sessions that we've been doing. But maybe I start and ask, like, who are you, and, you know, get you to introduce yourself a little bit so we can get an idea of, yeah, who's sitting here with us today.
Wonderful. Thank you, Simba. So my name is Liz Wagner, and I want to just start off by acknowledging how good the little grounding felt with looking around. I felt my nervous system drop in. I do a lot of energy work, energy healing, sound healing, cellular activations, karmic clearing. And so I'm very sensitive to energetically what's going on. And one of the things that happens when I work with you is there's a grounding component, but I feel the whole space and even the electrons around me shift. When whatever you're doing, this alchemy that's coming through happens, it's much more, it's very, very deep. So I can instantly drop into this grounding. I offer various different healing modalities. I work in the Akashic Records, which is how I found you guys originally. And yeah, I laugh a lot when you talk about what happens when you're not regulated or in your body, because like that was totally me, and I'm still navigating it and working with it. But I had been so deep in my healing journey for over a decade, both with therapy, yoga trainings, Buddhist meditation, you know, living in monasteries for months at a time, and then really deep energetic work. So healing with energy, healing past lives, karmic stuff, all sorts of things in the body at a cellular level. And I was moving and shifting so much, but I felt like I was still stuck. And so when you talk about not, if you're not landing it in the body and regulating, like that's really what I was doing for many, many years. And I'm like, why can't I move forward? And it was so frustrating, and I was doing so much work. And I remember when I first started working, like, yeah, okay. Now we're going to learn how to be in our bodies. And that was a terrifying journey for me. But we'll talk about more how that happened later on, I'm sure, in this discussion. But just kind of saying that I've been doing a lot of energy work. And then now with this nervous system regulation, the grounding, moving through the body and releasing stuff at a physical level, it's like a whole new version of me is stepping out and stepping forward. So it's a little bit about me, and we'll talk more about my journey with you.
Wonderful. And it's so interesting, right? Because I came for a session first. I did a few sessions as a client, and you said, what is it that you do, actually? I'm curious. You always talk about it. And then you did a few sessions. So I think it's beautiful, and I think that's a natural synergy. Like when you're on a journey and you're looking for healing yourself, which I believe everyone that's working with some kind of healing are doing in some shape or form. And what I found with you was that, well, you're very open, right? Like you're very open to doing the work, and also to look at things that are maybe not always comfortable. We might not always like it, but I think there's a lot to be said about kind of like this. What was your original intention coming into working with me, and where do you feel you're at now?
My original intention was to get out of pain. When I first came to the retreat with you guys, it happened through an outbreak of physical pain, I would say, that I've been dealing with for so long. And Sarah saw me, and my face was like sheet white, and she's like, what is going on with you? And that's when she's like, okay, you need to come work with Simba and do this. So that's what brought me in. And you know, if you're not new to the healing journey, anytime there's that amount of physical pain, there's going to be emotional and energetic pain under it. So the physical pain brought me in, but then the emotional and the energetic were the deeper layers. And then I hated everything you did. I obviously have so much respect and gratitude for it, but the particular trauma that I have, my body is the last place I've ever wanted to be. And so when we're being invited into that, it was deeply uncomfortable for me. But I kept coming back because it was so clear that that was going to be my key out of how stuck I've been. Mm. And so, then I did some of the HLR work with you, where we meet 3 times a week to do tapping and breath work and TRE. And that was still highly uncomfortable for me. And, then what really inspired me to work one-on-one with you is all of this started to uncover more memories from my childhood, and I realized I needed more support to move through them because I had gotten very, very overwhelmed. And once I kind of decided to join up with you, I remember we were talking about it, like someone was gonna kind of steer the ship for me so that I didn't have to do everything, like I could kind of like relax and settle into this structure of safety. So yeah, I was inspired to work with you one-on-one to really deal with what was coming up so that I could get through these layers that were keeping me disconnected from my body. And we did that.
Yeah.
I feel like I've come so far from some of the panic that I was feeling at every time I would be asked to come into my body, and we just moved and shifted, and I'm still here, and I keep coming back.
Wonderful. And like you said, pain was how you started the journey. Where, I mean, to the degree you feel comfortable sharing, where do you feel you're aiming your focus now in terms of, I mean, we're still working and doing sessions. How has it gone from pain to, is it like emotions or is it?
I love this question because I've been thinking about this recently, and it's something when we talk about alchemy and then what I'm alchemizing with you from my own journey and then everything that I do, I'm like, okay, how can I help other people with what I've experienced? And these words keep coming to mind. It's like being pushed by pain, right? So a lot of times we come to the spiritual healing journey because of a deep amount of pain, whether it's physical, emotional, energetic. And at what point can we decide that we want to learn a different way, that we want to just choose liberation and love and wisdom and growth? And I would very much like for other people not to need to suffer as much as I did in order to come into this journey. And so it's like moving from being pushed by pain into like motivated by purpose, or powered by purpose, if we want to have fun words that all have the same letter. So that's what I feel is happening as I've been working with you. It's like, okay, I was like forced into it because really I didn't have another option. But the further I've gotten, the more I'm like coming out, I'm doing all these things, and what's drawing me forward is no longer the pain. It's like the purpose. It's what am I here to do? What do I want to share? How do I want to shine my light? And that's huge. You know, that's a huge distinction to be pulled forward than to be like pushed from suffering.
I can imagine. I mean, I've done, and I'm still doing, of course, journeys of my own, but definitely physical pain is something that I had a lot of in my life. And I'm kind of thinking in terms of this, we have an initial inquiry, like what you say, like pain was yours. How did you notice that changed from maybe this pain isn't about what I think, right? I know it's a kind of a leading question, but what was your experience of that? I mean, I have my own share of experiences and stories, but how you mentioned, I think you articulated very well. You came in with an initial inquiry and it just changed to something. The driving force changed to something else. What was that process like? You know, how did you go from this is what it is and I don't want to feel it, and then it turns into something else?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind when you ask me that is I get a little aggravated with the question, which has been our journey from the beginning, because the question is inviting me to move past that surface level of the physical pain to what's really underneath it. And what's underneath it, there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of emotional pain and trauma that's stored. I'd say what shifted is there was a few things that happened, and I guess I'll just go in chronological order since, you know, that's one way to describe it. As I was working with you guys, it also became, I had this physical pain, and it would really activate depending on what we were working through emotionally. So I started to track this. I also started to notice that there was still a shield around my heart. So as much as I want love and connection, like so deeply, more than with just my dogs, it was like I was actually still actively pushing it away. And then I'm like, oh my God. Okay, so now I'm motivated by this too because I really want love. And so we're going, and then I think when I started to realize some of the deeper ways it was connected was you guys would always invite me to, instead of when the pain would come, to I used to just get like upset and annoyed and frustrated and try to run away because the level of pain that I was in for 7-8 years was excruciating and terrifying because it would spiral and get worse and worse until I was just like sobbing and couldn't do anything. And so when it would start, there'd be this fear and there'd be this wanting to run away, and the emotions under it were like panic and death and all of these things. And so I would hear your voices in my head.
Good ones.
saying like, well, why don't you ask your body like what it's trying to tell you through the pain or why it's in pain? So I hit this moment. It was on my own after the retreat and the pain was coming up, and I did my like victim angry thing for a while. And then I like heard the voices and I'm like, okay, you know, would you show me what you're trying to share with me through this physical pain? And that is when a lot more memories from the trauma and the particular abuse that I went through as a child came up. And they were very hard to see. They were very painful. But that was the first time that it was like, okay, so this is a direct correlation to what happened to me. And then I went deeper and deeper. And as the process unfolded, the separation completely dissolved. So it would be like every time I found a new memory or trauma to this part of my body, this would immediately activate and start painting. And then I was like, okay, so these aren't separate at all. Like, I mean, it would be immediately as I started to dissolve those layers. So yeah, that's kind of the process. And I was working with you the whole through all of it. So that was how I started to uncover what was really going on. And then it created a bit less of a reaction and an activation to the physical pain because I could look at like, okay, this is just another memory or experience or part of my inner child who went through this that is looking for love and attention and is looking for me to not ignore her or ignore these parts of myself anymore. So there was less of a, oh, woe is me, I'm in pain again and da da da, and more of a like, okay, there's more of me that's wanting to be seen and loved and heard, and I'm building the resources to have the capability to do that.
That's amazing. That's quite a shift, you know, coming from feeling unable, like you said, to having the capacity to look at it. Not only look at it intellectually, but as it's happening. That's really what I like what you said, you know. And if we come back to the internal alchemy of self-regulation, I mean, self-regulation is I can handle my stress and nasty thoughts and emotions, sensations as they're happening, not just preventative. And then alchemize those chemicals in my body with, you know, all the cool practices that you do. What would you say that I do? Because I get this question a lot. I'm kind of like, you know, I have an idea of how to explain it. But yeah, what would you say? What's happening?
Well, I'm going to start by sharing an experience that is directly related to what we were just talking about. So this would be one of the sessions, right? Because there's so many different avenues that we can go down. We're working together. But I remember one of the sessions distinctly where I wasn't overwhelmed, I wasn't panic, and I've had such a habituated pattern to when I get there, I just shut down. I'll go watch Netflix and I'll eat some cupcakes. And you know, but I was, now I'm processing this with you in session. And I remember before showing up, I'm like, I don't want to, maybe I should just tell him no. Like, I just want to watch Netflix. But then I showed up, and you basically, first, there's such a presence where we're just together. We don't have to do anything, but I'm there and I'm not dying, which sounds, I don't know, maybe like an exaggeration, but that's really what it would feel like for me, that like, if I have to sit with this emotion or this memory or this feeling in my body, I'm going to die. That's what it felt like for me. And so first, you know, so if I'm coming into the space with that energy and all I want to do is go escape and avoid, like, first, we're just there. And that's already huge, because there's a presencing and there's a safety and there's a love and there's a non-judgment, because I can say whatever I need to say. I can feel whatever I need to feel. I can say, like, I don't want to be here. And you're like, okay, good. You know, and I'm just safe, and my inner child's safe. And so right off the bat, that kind of just like, okay, we're here. And then there's like an invitation of like, what if we tried something new? And that would always be this invitation to explore. Like, so instead of doing the shutdown, which we're also not going to judge, because that helped me survive, I'm now learning through working with you. What if we just tap, you know, what if we just start by breathing and tapping? And then we do that for a while, and it's like, well, what if you said what you want to say right now? And then all of a sudden, my inner child's spewing all this shit, right? And I'm sobbing, and I'm like getting out all of this unprocessed emotion and trauma that I was never able to say when I was younger. And you're holding the space, and then it shifts of like, okay, what if you did this with your body? And there's, for me, what I can see is an incredible intuitive awareness. So there's all of the foundation and the background that you have, and all the martial arts training, all the bodily trainings, the energy work, like so much training to understand the physical anatomy. But then what I see that really separates it for me is there's a very high level of intuitive awareness on where to go. So it feels like you just know exactly, okay, what if you put your hand here and then your other hand here, and all of a sudden this line of energy between my heart and my throat opens up, and I'm like crying and releasing to connect these areas. And so I think that's why it's a little hard to explain, because so much of it, like you guys always say, is following the organism. Yeah. So it's following what my body wants, and you're able to intuit and see where to move that then unlocks me to release or to feel empowered. And so we go through this journey, and then maybe we do a little tremoring at the end, and and I come together, and we're closing the session, and it's like, so can you see now your body has a new experience, that you didn't run, you didn't shut down, you were present, and I didn't die, right? Like,
exactly.
and it was okay. And there's this new, what is it, like a synapsing, a wiring, an experience in the nervous system that I could sit with and present that depth of panic or suffering or pain and actually be better on the other side. Whereas before, that wasn't wired in my system at all. So there was no experience of that. And when you do that enough times, and we would show up and do that, then there's this new confidence that I have now. Because stepping forward, coming out, it always brings up stuff, because there's fears to be seen. There's whatever, even to share my story like this. And so the pain comes, and it's like, how are you going to react this time? And it's like, okay, hi, pain. Love ya. I'm still going to go do this thing. And the victim around it, the shutdown, like all that stuff that used to keep me like in my bed and not moving forward, I actually feel confidence not to like bully myself into showing up, but it's like to love myself into showing up and to know that I can. And it's just a revolutionary game change. Yeah.
I'm really getting empowerment from what you said. That you feel, like you said, I don't force myself, but I empower myself to look at things a different way.
Yeah.
Like, what if? Oh my God, I'm going to die. It's like, what if you won't? And you know, when that curiosity kicks in, it's like, oh, it's hard not to. It's like, oh, I feel really bad, but I'm also curious. It's like, almost like once that starts to awaken, it just... for me, it just creates like an opening, and you go, because then you're not 100% certain this will happen. And if you have a little opening towards something, that's usually how it starts to open up. I think the main thing, like, I think it was a great example what you said. The intuitive awareness, I do a lot of practices myself in the morning throughout the day. And whenever I come in contact with someone or come into a new environment, especially since I don't socialize a lot, I don't go out way too much, I start to feel things in my body. Things that wasn't there before I met this person. So I don't blame the person and say, this is what the person is feeling. I am not sure if this is what I feel because I'm in contact with that person, or if my body is picking up something that this person is feeling. So what I will do is I will ask questions. I will say, how would it feel like to do this? And the answer that you feed me, or your body feeds me, or what happens from the session, that's really what I call follow the organism. Like, I see how it responds. But I'm also, like, when you work with the body over a period of time, you start to pick up subtle cues, especially with the line of work that I do, because it's not just psychological, it's really embodied. So I might be working with your neck and all of a sudden your whole body turns and kind of does this. For me, that means, work here, please. Something's going on here. So it's also a way of learning how to listen and look at what am I actually being fed, but that's not being said. Mm. It's not saying, it's not being said verbally, but your body, your nervous system is showing me something, either by a feeling that's sent to me that it kind of projects onto my body, or it physically shows me something. Like, that's a quite obvious one, right? Please work with my neck. I'm a little bit stiff here, or whatever the message might be. And I think, if anything, that's really what I want to teach people. And when someone asks me, like, I think that's the best way I can explain what it is. I get that feeling in me. And then what our my teacher, Luan, says, you have something called a 50% equation. You're not sure if this is the case. You just ask the other person. I'm feeling something around the neck area. What would happen here? Yes, I'm really tight here. You give me another 50% of that equation by confirming, yes, that's true. That's what I'm feeling. So it's really a dynamic. It's not so much, I know the answer. The answer comes from the interactions, I would say, mm-hmm. back and forth. Yeah. How does that land for you?
It makes a lot of sense because it's similar to how I know where to go. If I'm working with someone in their records, I might feel like something on the side of my head. I'm like, oh, we need to clear around there. So it's like your body gives you little pings. I'd say yours is much more grounded and embodied, and mine is kind of like up here, which is why I like working with you so much, because you help like keep me on the planet, which is good. Yeah, I'm wondering, should we, because I know we've talked about a lot of stuff, should we just say, like, practically what you do?
Yes.
Like kind of ABC. I know from my end, what I've done with you is you have a group. It's called the Holistic Lifestyle Redesign.
Yeah.
And we meet 3 times a week with 1 week integration, and that's where we do the emotional freedom tapping. Which has been really powerful for me. That's really helped me move through so much of my fears and anxieties. And we do breath work, mm-hmm. Which I don't always join on to because it's a lot for me. Like, I'm just being real, but it's really, really powerful. I just like to pace myself. and then we do tremoring. On trauma release exercises on the other time that we meet together. Yes. And that has been so beneficial for me because it's provided like the baseline. So I can show up, I can do that. It's there for me. It's a little bit more, you know, we're in a group, so it's not quite as like, it's like a foundational, I'm seeing like an energy wavelength that provides me with like a ground, like, okay, I know I can show up there and like regulate my nervous system. And that really helps just redirect and ground. Mm-hmm. And then in the one-on-one sessions, that's what we were talking about. It's kind of like a mix of a lot of things, but it's, and this is where I think when you're really getting really, really high level guidance and training, it becomes, it's not just this one thing. Like, so I did this training and now I'm just sharing this training that I did with others. It's like, you do so many trainings, you have your own innate gifts, your own innate tools that you're bringing in from your own heart, and then you compile them and weave them together in such a way that it becomes something entirely new. So there's not as much of a reference point. But to me, that means it's really, really a privilege to get to be a part of, because it's something that may not have ever existed before. And now it's here. And so you're weaving in so many different trainings and gifts and attributes in the sessions. So I'd say it's like whatever you need, whatever you're working through. But having that kind of package of one-on-ones with you to move through whatever comes up as we're getting more into the body, because things are going to come up because we've been separated and freeze for so long and disconnected, that things are going to come up. And then instead of the old pattern of what we've been doing, I get on the call with you, or I come see you in person, and we create a new pattern. And yes, you just kind of provide whatever it is that I need that day that I'm working through. And then the alchemy starts to happen. It's almost like an alchemy is a form of magic, right? If we're talking about that, it's what they talked about of turning poison into gold or something like this. And so it starts to happen sometimes without you even realizing it. And one day you're just like, whoa, that was a totally new experience that I just had. I just had a completely different reaction to that. And that happened a few times in sessions where it almost snuck up and we're like, wait, like I'm doing this and I'm not throwing a temper tantrum. Like, isn't that cool?
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Especially when you notice it in real time, right? When you're like, oh, it's not like go home and think about it. I notice it now as it's happening.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Yeah, we've done a lot. I mean, group sessions, definitely, because you feel the inclusion with other people doing similar work. The one-on-one sessions, I do both body work, like hands-on, that I mix a lot of energy work with fascia work and different modalities. Haven't put a name to anything yet in that sense. I mean, it's like you said, I learned from a lot of different lineages, and I think a lot of it is also what you actually put into yourself, like how do you show up with it. And that's how I like to teach the sessions, but also teach when I do like the TRE program, for instance, that you get a new reference point, you get a new experience. Maybe I felt like this 10 out of 10 times, and that meant that I felt overwhelmed, I didn't feel that I have power, I felt I was gonna die, I felt I wanted to shut down. But now you come to this the 11th time and you have this curiosity, and all of a sudden it goes somewhere else. You're about to go into something and you realize, huh, there's actually a space between I go into this place of being overwhelmed or being stressed, and I can notice the shift. And I think once you do that, you start to have your own experiences that are beyond intellectual, beyond books. And from that place, that's where you want to teach for me. Well, that's where I want to teach. Or that's what I want to inspire, not just for people who want to become professionals, but also for your personal development, that you have a new experience. Not just that I say, oh, you're stressed because this is happening in your nervous system. Look at this beautiful chart and this science. You actually get a new experience for yourself that no one can take away and say, this is not what's happening, because you can feel it, it's tangible.
Yeah.
And building on that experience, I believe, is what will allow people to connect to you, because they will feel, wow, there's a connection within you. I want that. How can I? Exactly, body responding to it, yeah. Yawning, that's it. So that's really what I think the essence of it is about. And then, of course, this body work and EFT and different modalities to do that, but the main essence is to get that connection to yourself, and through extension or proxy of that, get that extension to other people. That I come from that place when I try to connect to others, and I don't come from the trauma and they're like, oh my god, please love me, I'm alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you cling on to them. You're actually coming from a purpose.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. It circles back to the powered by purpose thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing that was coming up for me as you talk about the energy and all this stuff is that you're also very gifted and trained in different energy modalities, which is its whole own thing, so I won't go into it. But because I work in energy and this is what I do, I can feel it very clearly with you. And so if there's something in me that's, we just call maybe like a darker, denser energy that is not going to serve me moving forward, it's not going to serve me, whatever, speaking my, letting my throat shine or whatever it is, you're very good at finding that and letting that move out. So not only do we have the grounded work, the nervous system self-regulation, the physical body work, but then if there's something that's around that's not serving you, because we all like carry darker, denser energies, then you can actually move that out, and then there's more space for love, there's more space for light, and there's more space for me, like to actually feel me instead of maybe an energy that might not even be mine. So that's another component of it, that when you weave in, it's like, I mean, sometimes when I'd go to see you, it's like an entire reality that I didn't like that I showed up with, I left without it. And that's where we're talking about soul level shifts, like really powerful, big time stuff that's not, it's going to ripple out and affect far more than you might realize. And that's why all of the work and the show up is worth it, because we're really talking about liberation. Yes. At a big level. And that's worth it.
It is. I mean, when you heal, you will heal generations back and forward through your DNA, but also through the energetic connection that you have with other people. And I think you really become, it's kind of like when you meet a new person, right? Without a bias, without the ego, your body will feel something. You will feel the energy of the person. You will feel the nervous system. And it might be biased, of course. It might be like, don't like, because of previous experiences. But whether you like the person or not, if they feel grounded and confident in themselves, grounded, rooted, your body might feel safe with them. Yeah. So I might not like the person, but I'm feeling safe. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much about good or bad. When you become that person, just you walking into the room, the internal alchemy happens. And it's not so much woo-woo. It's something called mirror neurons, like your nerve bodies, because we are pack animals, is trying to mimic the environment to be received in a certain way that's congruent, that I feel accepted, I feel loved. Because if I'm not loved by the tribe, chances of survival evolutionary has gone down. So we kind of wired for this. So if you do the work within yourself, so you become a person where people feel safe, which is just you stepping into the room, not by people pleasing or not being yourself, well, simply being who you are without judging. Imagine that times 2, times 3, times 5, times 10. Then it really becomes a change in the world.
Absolutely.
Because I don't have to fight you to get my opinion through. I don't have to fight you to protect my beliefs, my culture, my religion, my, you know, sexuality, my political view, or whatever it is. I'm safe that I can have my opinion and I can voice it without feeling retaliation, and you feel safe that you can get yours. And I think the only place that I exist is within you. It doesn't, I mean, sure, you can have a safe environment, but you can be in a safe environment and feel unsafe. So if anything, my work is really to get to the point where you start to feel safety within yourself. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that's the only place you can really feel safe. And from that place, we can create an environment around us. But many times I meet people that try to fix the environment around them to be safe. I have, this is perfect, I eat this perfect food, I do this, I close my door and I do this, and I sage when I come home and I shower and I do. And we get almost into this OCD, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder behavior, where we're just trying to feel safe. And that was really my own journey. I was trying to control the environment to the degree, either by people pleasing or by trying to control it to feel safe. And it took me many years to realize that is never going to make you feel safe. because you can't control the environment. The only place that's safe is within yourself. So you can be safe in a war-torn country, and you can be unsafe in, I mean, this room. It's really internal feeling. And if anything, that's really what I want to share to people with all the tools that I do, regardless of modalities.
Wow.
Yeah.
The other thing that comes to mind when you say switching from trying to control all the environment and people pleasing and do it so you feel safe to just knowing that you're safe from within and cultivating that work.
Yes.
Is that actually when you're doing the whole controlling, no one else feels safe either because they feel that they have to behave in a certain way in order for you to feel safe. So now your intention might be the opposite, but you're actually threatening other people because you're not just letting them be what they need to be.
Exactly.
So when you show up with your safety, and it's, I think this is why some of our work correlates so well together, is I always say, like, if you cultivate what you want in your own heart, the safety, the love, the peace, you, when you walk into a room, are naturally going to transmit that to everything and everyone around you, and you literally change the grid. And that is how we change the world. It's not from all of this other stuff and point whatever. It's from what you want inside. And so you're doing that in a very embodied way because I feel that I was doing that mentally, energetically, karmically, all the ways that I work, but my body still felt unsafe. So there was like this huge disconnect between what I believe and what I feel like I know from what I was actually experiencing in my body. And so as the body starts to feel safe, it's like everything's kind of integrating and lining up. And yeah, it's good stuff.
I agree. That's definitely the way it is. You bring it home, I call it. Bring it home into the body. You can have all of this wonderful awareness intellectually and somewhere else. And I can go on podiums around the world and speak about this. But if I can't anchor it, I mean, I did this journey myself. You buy all the self-help books there are, you go all the trainings that you do. If you don't start to feel a shift within, I'm just entertaining the mental concept of doing so. It doesn't mean I don't do the work. But the shift happens here, inside of me, not just thinking about it. And I think that's really the key. So I'm never saying that this is better than anything else, or this is what you should do. I always look at this work as complementary. Whatever you're already doing, if you add this to it, it will just be so much better. It's just an enhancer, and it doesn't take anything away, and there's no dogma to it. It's simply connect to yourself and you become a stronger version of yourself.
Absolutely. That's what's happened for me.
Cool. We're going full circle.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to share, or anything else that we have done that we... have not mentioned? Or
I think I would just ask, what are you offering now? Because I know you're putting out some exciting things. Yeah.
So one-on-one sessions definitely that I do, but also one-on-one sessions with my teacher that you have been doing as well, with Luan Matus, that we come together and do a more deep dive session that we're working with people at a one time or a series of times, where we can really work through belief systems and can do a lot in a short amount of time. And also retreats. People can come for retreats to us, 1 to 2 weeks, either training retreats to learn different kind of body work or healing modalities, but you can also come for your own personal healings. We've had couples that comes to us. We actually had whole families that comes to us. We have people that come one-on-one and do retreats. And I also teach a lot of healing modalities professionally through the Spirit Academy. And TRE, Tension Trauma Releasing Exercises, is the first modality that we teach people now, both for yourselves, but also that you can become a provider of it, so you can kind of learn to embody these qualities that we talked about, that you become that grounding awareness that allows other people just to be themselves. So yeah, that's the main thing I'm doing at this moment.
Where would you say, if you were new to all this, but you saw this and you're like, okay, like I kind of want to see what this guy's doing. Where would you say would be the best place to start in your programs and kind of what you have going on?
It's really up to, you know, some people just want to jump into the deep end and just like, okay, I'll go straight away. I do a session with you. I do a program and I'll say, that's great. If you feel that you want to do that, that's a great place to start. If you want to do a little bit of research, you kind of want to check out, you know, like a dog, you come and you sniff a little bit and you look around. Maybe start with a masterclass. I have a lot of resources on our website, on Instagram, the Spirit Academy _. We have a lot of inspirational posts on our YouTube channel, Living with the Spirit. There's a lot of like tap along, like you said. Maybe you come and you're like, oh my God, I'm so stressed, I'm so upset about this, I don't know what to do. I have follow along tracks that you can just, you know, go to YouTube, EFT for anger, for stress, and you can feel it in real time, what is happening for you, and you can have an experience yourself. And from that, I think you will know what the next step is. There's group classes, there's minor trainings, there's one-on-one sessions with me. I think you can start like that, you know, either through the master classes or following the social media or reaching out, asking questions. Okay, do you work with this? What can I do with that? That might also be a way, and I can guide you to different resources. So it's really up to the readiness, I would say, of the person. Some people, if I see something that I like, I just I dive right in. And some people want to do more research, and then they say, okay, you can do that too. That's fine.
Yeah.
And how do people find you? What would you say? What do you do?
Let's see. So my Instagram is Liz W. Wagner, at Liz W. Wagner, and I'm posting a lot there. And then my website is lizwwagner.com. And if you sign up for the listserv there, I have a free intro class to what I do, which one of the things that I do, which is healing with the Akashic Records. And it's quite powerful, this class. So you can check that out. That's the easiest way to get a feel for what I do. And I'm adding a lot of things on Instagram right now, and putting out some new courses that are coming up. So it's a really exciting time on the planet right now. Like it's time to make the choice. So if you feel the call, it's going to pay off in high dividends to invest in yourself right now.
Yeah.
And follow what your heart is being called to. And I know from working with you that I've been wanting to step out and share my gifts for so long, and now I'm actually doing that. And that's not a coincidence because, all the regulation and the fears and stuff we've been working through, so now I'm actually able to show up, so,
Well, it's been an honor and pleasure to have you here as always, and looking forward to co-create with you.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Okay. Bye, everyone.